has been variations of cell phone calls and different scams related to our mobile devices. However, this one, we're starting to see new twists to the phone scam.
Danielle Rudd is with the BBB's Northwest Florida office. Here's how it works. Automated dialers blast thousands of random calls to mobile numbers obtained from public listings or from black market dealers who hustle sucker lists. The call disconnects after one ring.
The consumer typically does not recognize the phone number, and they're curious, and so they call back. We are getting reports of consumers being charged per the minute for these different phone calls that they're receiving on their cell phone.
Return calls often are directed to international hotlines that can charge upwards of $20 to connect, plus additional charges per minute. Such charges typically appear on month-end statements as premium services. Rudd says the calls come from various area codes that mirror those in the U.S., many of which are in the Caribbean.
Some of the area codes that we're seeing are from 809, the Dominican Republic, 876, Jamaica, the British Virgin Islands, 284, or 473, Grenada.
Other area codes that are popping up on these scams include 268, 284, 664, 649, 767, 829, and 849. The Federal Trade Commission calls the illegal process of sneaking unapproved charges on the phone bills cramming, and is one of the most prevalent consumer grievances in America.
So far, we've heard that carriers are working with consumers. Typically, as soon as a consumer may realize that they've received one of these calls and they've either returned the phone call or picked up, to get these charges removed. So that's good to know that cell phone providers are working with their customers.
There are ways for consumers to protect themselves and their wireless bills. Danielle Rudd at the Better Business Bureau says first, don't let your curiosity affect your judgment.
If you get a phone call from someone that you don't know, wait to see if they leave a voicemail. Never return calls that you're unfamiliar with. You may not realize that they're foreign numbers also. It may not say that they're coming from the Dominican Republic or Jamaica. Scammers can spoof caller ID very easily.
Other tips, check wireless statements and immediately report any discrepancies and add your phone numbers to the National Do Not Call Registry and report any violations. More information is available at bbb.org. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.